Welcome, everyone, to the Bullpen Report. This is the FTN Fantasy Baseball Podcast. I'm your host, Dan Thompson, at Red Fox Roto over on X. It's Tuesday, August 26th. Now, for those in head-to-head leagues, some playoff rounds have already started, or like my only head-to-head league, others may be starting playoff rounds next week. So I want to begin today's pod with something strategic related to starting relievers in weekly leagues, especially after minor injury news. So the example is from a head-to-head league, but really this applies to any league that uses weekly lineups. In our FTN Discord, there was a question that came up on Sunday from a user who was starting his head-to-head league playoffs in a points league. And it was about whether he should start Randy Rodriguez over Will Vest or a few starting pitchers who were eligible in relief spots, or to even add Ryan Walker as the Giants closer if Rodriguez was hurt. So the news on Randy Rodriguez from Sunday was that he was not available for Sunday's game due to arm soreness. That was something that came up after his appearance last Friday. That's all we had to work with, was arm soreness. Now, head-to-head leagues have varying rules, but many include dedicated starting spots for relief pitchers. So whether it's a category league that uses saves or a points league where saves are rewarded, closers have value in head-to-head just like they do in roto leagues, of course. And in any league, you want to put your best possible lineup out there, but especially once the playoffs start. You know, it's all about survive and advance. Now, a healthy Randy Rodriguez would be a must-start reliever. But a vague issue like arm soreness casts doubt. My advice was, no, we don't start Rodriguez this week. He may be fine, but we don't know. And you could end up taking a zero from one of your pitching spots in a playoff matchup. Or worse, if Rodriguez is pitching compromised and has some bad outings, he could go negative in a points league like this user was playing in. So I cited a few specific examples and reasons why I would avoid using Rodriguez this week. The first was Ryan Walker himself back in April. Missed a few games with all we really knew was it was a back issue. He returned, he got pummeled in consecutive appearances, lost his job to Camilo Doval, and it was over for Ryan Walker. Kenley Jansen just last week pitched only twice, allowed three runs. We found out later he was working through rib soreness, a rib issue. Robert Garcia in Texas had what we believe to be a minor back issue. He allowed a home run in three straight appearances in early August, which helped lead to him losing the closing gig for the Rangers. So the lesson here is to be especially cautious with any pitcher returning from or currently dealing with even a minor ailment of really any kind. Pitchers are so dependent on precise biomechanics, repeating their delivery. Any physical issue that interferes can throw off that whole process, and that pitcher could struggle to get out. So there's my take on starting physically questionable relievers. Now on to the normal news and notes for this Tuesday. Let's go ahead and start with the Randy Rodriguez situation in San Francisco. So even as of this morning, now Tuesday, all we know is that he's dealing with arm soreness. There really hasn't been any additional updates. No news has broken of anything more than arm soreness. So for right now, we can consider him day to day. Ryan Walker would be the obvious ninth inning replacement for the Giants. And Walker could end up being a prime weekend addition if Rodriguez soreness is anything more serious. But it's just wait and see for the moment. Now, Kenley Jansen was mentioned earlier. He did have a few rough outings last week. As I said, worked through some rib soreness. But he did come back last night through a scoreless inning with a four-run lead. So at least we know for now he's well enough to pitch. Whether he can continue pitching effectively, hopefully he can. Now, on Saturday's show, I talked about the Detroit committee of Will Vest and Kyle Finnegan. They've gone back and forth this whole month, but I wonder if things are settling with Vest a little bit ahead. Back on Friday, Finnegan pitched in the seventh and the eighth innings. He ended up with a win. Will Vest came in for the ninth with a four-run lead. He allowed a couple runs to score in his inning of work. So I speculated that, yeah, maybe Vest's poor results that day meant Finnegan could be held for the next save chance. But on Saturday, after the podcast, it was Will Vest out there again getting a four-out save. And neither Finnegan nor Vest has been used since Saturday, but the pendulum has swung towards Vest for perhaps the last week or so. And I wonder if it kind of stays in his corner a little bit more than in Finnegan's. So I'd be fine starting Vest in any league that counts saves, just knowing that he's probably not the full-time guy. Now, last night's Cardinals-Pirates game gave us two closer news nuggets. Never a good thing, because it usually means at least one of those closers blew a lead. So we do start with the St. Louis side, where Jojo Romero was used yet again in the eighth inning. He allowed a few base runners, which prompted Riley O'Brien into the game. O'Brien cleaned up the eighth. He came back out for the ninth to finish the save chance, but he did allow a ninth inning run to lose that lead. O'Brien was made a winner, though, because the Pirates' Dennis Santana allowed an Alec Burleson home run to end that game. Now, we've seen Jojo Romero as the eighth inning guy for long enough now that I think it's clear he isn't the majority share of the saves in St. Louis, as it seemed he was, as the manager, Ole Marmol, said he was early in August. So Riley O'Brien is the guy who's being used like the 1A in that role, and we should treat him as such moving forward. Now, it's likely that both guys get saves, but O'Brien would be the bet to lead the team through season's end. Now, in Pittsburgh, Dennis Santana, he is secure as their closer for now. Allowing more homers, more runs, of course, could always change that. But besides perhaps Isaac Mattson, there's really not a great candidate to replace him. So I do think Dennis Santana has plenty of leash to work with. Now for the Marlins, Calvin Fauché picked up a save last night. He did allow a Drake Baldwin solo homer, but since he started with a two-run lead, he got the save anyway. With Anthony Bender now out for the year, Fauché's competition could be Ronnie Enriquez, Tyler Phillips. Enriquez looked poised to be a part of the ninth inning for the Marlins late in this year, but he hasn't recorded a save since July 22nd. He hasn't pitched in the ninth inning at all this month. And Enriquez could be an adequate closer for this team, but he's not getting that chance. Tyler Phillips saved a game 2 days ago, but it was a day after Fauché threw 22 pitches over two innings against the Blue Jays, so that might not mean a whole lot. Now, without Anthony Bender, this may no longer be a true committee. Calvin Fauché is back in play as the favorite for saves in Miami. In Texas, Robert Garcia pitched the seventh inning last night. Garcia has four straight scoreless outings, but he doesn't really seem much closer to getting save chances again. Phil Maton has similarly struggled in August since coming over in trade. Now, even though the Rangers haven't generated the save chances for him to prove it, I still believe we should be thinking of Sean Armstrong as their closer. I do think Armstrong should be owned in most leagues that reward saves in any way. Now, we'll finish today back in LA, where I'm really interested to see how this Dodgers bullpen shakes out now that Tanner Scott is back, Kirby Yates will be back, Michael Kopech is on his rehab assignment in AAA. He should return. They'll be more or less full strength soon. Tanner Scott was activated on Saturday. He hasn't pitched in either game since his activation. But I do think Scott will be the one to earn the most save chances again, even if this ultimately does prove to be a wide open committee. Well, that's the end of the show for today. I'll return Saturday, of course, to review any weekend free agency news we need to know. Until then, you've been listening to the Bullpen Report on the FTN Fantasy Baseball Podcast. Let's close it out.